Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome out to ClickFunnels Radio. I am your interim host, Miles Clifford, and today I have a very special guest joining me. But before I tell you all about this person, I'm going to tell you, we are less than 3 weeks away from Funnel Hacking Live. So if you don't already have your tickets for Funnel Hacking Live, head on over to funnelhackinglive.com, pick your tickets up there. We have the live in-person option or the virtual option, depending on whichever one you want to do. So tickets will sell out. They always sell out. So make sure you go get your ticket. Now, with that shameless plug, I'm going to go ahead and introduce one of, honestly, like, I know podcast hosts come on and say, like, one of my good friends, or this person is awesome, or says all those things about people when they're introducing them. But literally, this is actually one of my friends that I have met through ClickFunnels, through this whole ClickFunnels family. We've shared some laughs. We've shared good times. I don't really know any bad times, honestly. But this guy is a multiple 2 Comma Club award winner. He was a roundtable host at multiple years at Funnel Hacking Live. He came up to the design-a-thon when we had it, I think, back in like 2017. And there's a funny story behind that that we'll have him tell you here in just a little bit. But it is my good friend, Tyler Jorgensen. Tyler, welcome to ClickFunnels Radio.
I'm excited to be here. I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. So super excited to make it to the show.
Well, I mean, it's long overdue. You've been killing it. You know, anyone that has multiple 2 Comma Club awards, or even one, or, you know, or who's ascending that, we want to make sure we have them on the show. It's long overdue. So we're excited to have you here joining us. But we kind of, the first thing I talked about, I just said, hey, you have a story for us. I want to lead in with this story right off the bat. So we had a design-a-thon here back in 2017. Tell us your journey to that design-a-thon then.
Absolutely. First of all, getting asked to come to headquarters is like, it's like ClickFunnels Mecca, right? So you're like, okay, we're going to get there. And then you start Googling flights and you realize there's no straight shots to Boise. Like, everything is a layover here or a transfer. I had my flight booked, everything was good. And long story short, I missed the first connector. So I was like, it's fine, I'll just drive out to LA instead and I'll fly through LA. As I'm sitting on the tarmac with that plane getting delayed, I realized I'm going to miss the last connector. So I'm on the plane, I'm Googling, like, okay, are there buses that are going to go from Salt Lake? Because it's a 2-day event. You can't miss a whole day of it. You're missing the part of the thing. Finally landed in Salt Lake, and I walk over to the car rental counter, and I'm like, I'm going to drive 5 hours. I'm going to be exhausted when I get there. The only car that was left was a super expensive SUV to drive one way. So I just pulled up Uber. I was like, let me just see what happens. And booked an Uber. The guy pulled up and I was like, did you see the destination? He goes, yeah. I was like, how long have you been working so far today? Because it's already 11:30, almost midnight. Yeah. And he's like, I just started. I was like, are you good? He's like, I'm good. I'm like, all right, because I'm going to be sleeping. So slept a few hours on the road to from Salt Lake to Boise, but made it for the design-a-thon. And it was pretty fun.
Well, that's straight dedication. I don't know if I would have even thought about that. I think the funny part of the story was that guy ended up having family up here. He ended up staying there with them and stuff. But a unique experience. You're right. This is Mecca. And, you know, when you're invited to a Mecca, whether it's anything, whatever you love in life, when you're invited to, like, the Mecca of it, you find a way to get there. And Tyler did that. So we started off with that story. But tell us a little bit about yourself. If I gave you 3 minutes of this beautiful ClickFunnels Radio time, tell us Tyler's story, how you got into entrepreneurship, and then what really led you to the ClickFunnels universe. And you can take more than 3 minutes. You can take 5, maybe 7.
All right, because I was starting a timer. But I think there are two different types of entrepreneurs. There's the people who were born entrepreneurs and have been that way since they were walking, right? 5 years old, I was already coming up with ways to make money because I didn't get allowance like all my friends did. And it really been my entire life of just I started my first, like, legal company at 18 as a way to get through college. At 22, I bought a restaurant. By 23, I was already starting to get ready to open my real estate company. So, I mean, I've always been an entrepreneur. And when, after the Great Recession hit and I kind of lost everything and had to rebuild, I got into e-commerce. And one day I was working, we were trying to find ways to acquire customers faster. And my right-hand man at the time, a guy named Mark Bangeter, who now works for ClickFunnels, he said, hey, I found this new software and it helps us do funnels and it's coming out of beta like this week. I was like, awesome, let's jump on board. And it had changed everything. Like we apply funnels into every business that we do now, and the concepts of what ClickFunnels teaches in terms of acquisition and upsells and long-term lifetime customer value, applied into everything we do. So to me, like, there is no entrepreneurship anymore without funnels.
Well, I would second that opinion or that thought. And it's not even opinion. That's fact, I believe. I don't know if I can legally say that, but I feel it's fact. You know, tell us a little bit about, you know, we'll get into the e-commerce here a little bit, but you run an agency, right? What kind of led you to do that? Because I mean, yeah, I want to know the story behind that.
So very first thing I started was we started using funnels for our supplement business. And then we started building funnels for the gyms that I was a partner in. And then we started, so all of a sudden we're 20 or 30 funnels into like things that we're practicing. And as always happens when you're doing something, if you're farther along in the journey than someone else, they ask for help. And so it was kind of an accidental agency where we just started helping other people along the way. Just, you know, yeah, we can do that. I actually found one of my old proposals the other day and our rates were abysmally low, but it was really just because it was a way to help. Yeah. Then a couple of years back, I sold 5 of my e-commerce brands. I had just left the gym partnership a year before that. So I found myself having a few clients, but not really the big thing we were going to focus on. And it became clear to me, I was like, the reason I love our agency is it's the agency we would have wanted to hire when I had all of my brands. And so, you know, I met with my leadership team and I said, hey, let's go big. Let's actually do this. That's how we kind of decided, went from accidental agency to organized agency. And that's how we're growing now.
And so you're mainly working with e-commerce brands, correct?
So we have 3 core verticals. We work with e-commerce, so people selling stuff online, physical products online. Mm-hmm. And then we have expert business, and then we have a whole dental business division.
Okay, cool. And I think, you know, when people think of ClickFunnels, a lot of people think the expert division, you know, or coaching or dental of acquiring, you know, like, hey, getting more clients in the door, more leads and that type of thing. I think the one thing I really would like to focus on today is the e-commerce track of that, because I think people don't really realize what's possible with a funnel when it comes to e-commerce. And so tell us, like, was there an aha moment for you when you're like, wow, these funnels work for e-commerce, not just coaching? I mean, because I feel like, go ahead. Tell us.
Yeah. So for me, there was 2 aha moments. And the first one was the first time we launched a free plus shipping offer that actually like took off. And free plus shipping offers are amazing because you acquire customers really, really fast. And we built in the upsells, we built a continuity program. So we scaled insanely quickly, like 0 to 100 grand in the first 7 days, and with just massive revenue on the back end because of it. Now, it also opened up a can of worms of like, oh man, we need to have full customer service teams because you have continuity programs that are growing quickly and it can't be automated as well as some other things. But it was an aha moment of like, if you have the right offer, you can get people to buy really, really fast. And if you know your back end, this changes everything. The second one was when I wanted to do that for a client, but I didn't want to use a low ticket offer. And so we built a high perceived value, or what we call a big discount funnel, where it's like, hey, a $200 item for $50. Mm-hmm. And we were acquiring customers at an average cart value of $86, where other people in the space, their initial customer acquisition value, like the first purchase value, was 10 to 20. So that completely changed the game of what we could spend to acquire customers, because we were profitably acquiring customers, bringing in customers higher than typical industry average order values at acquisition, all because of the funnel.
So I guess if I'm brand new, like I have a product, I fully believe in it. Is there a sweet spot for pricing? Like, do I need a certain spot? Like, I think that's a lot of things people think as well. Like, okay, there's free plus shipping, but my product is a $800 product. I can't use a funnel. Like if you were telling someone that had that thought in their head, what were some of the things you talked them through to overcome that objection?
Yeah. The interesting thing in physical products is people will think about the funnel first. the funnel is the mechanism, right? It's how we're going to get the product and the offer to people. The offer is the first thing. And I like to walk people through the exercise of imagine you were in the store. Remember the good old days where we actually left our house and went shopping and you walked into a store. Like, remember the days of walking a Sharper Image, right? And you didn't need a $500 RC car, but a good percentage of people left with one, right? What was the thing, right? What was the hook? What was the thing that got them interested to stop the scroll and look at the product? And sometimes it's a big discount. Sometimes it's a free plus shipping. Other times it's a complete status play and it's not a discount play at all. It's limited edition, whatever it is. I think with physical products more than anything else, you can zoom back out and just go to the functions and the core of marketing of why is someone buying this? Is it for comfort? Is it for luxury? Is it for status? And I know Russell talks about this kind of stuff all the time, but I feel like physical products are easier to do that than others. And then once you know, okay, this is the offer, well, then the funnel type like kind of reveals itself, right? Oh, we just need free plus shipping. Well, that's easy, right? You know, the type of funnels that work in that space. If it's a high value item, you're going to need to have either a really good video sales letter or a long form written video sales letter that's explaining and leading them on the transformation. So I think it's starting with the offer of what is the product and where's the audience now? How much awareness do they have about it?
So really almost reverse engineering, not starting with the funnel, but starting with the actual product, the offer, and figuring out what's going
to. I personally think that's the number one mistake people make with ClickFunnels is they open up the editor and hope that the inspiration is going to come instead of starting by drafting out what they want to build, the offer, the strategy, and then using ClickFunnels to build it.
I love that. And I think a lot of people do struggle with that. And it can seem daunting and there's so much information out there as well. There's these courses on how to, you know, buy from China and ship direct and all those different types of things. And so, I mean, you can go down those rabbit holes and go research that thing. But if you have a product and you're like, I need to get this into more people's hands, like it is reverse engineering. Okay, where are the people? What does the funnel need to, well, I guess, what does the offer need to be? And then what is it, a free plus shipping? Is it, like you said, a video sales letter, a long form video sales letter? I love it. And I think that's where, you know, a lot of people, as they start their ClickFunnels journey, get stuck. They get stuck on the funnel before having an actual offer. So I do have a question for you. Speaking of products, offers, all that type of stuff. Do you have a product? Can you tell us about a time where you had a product where you're like, this is going to crush it? And it absolutely, I mean, I don't want to say like flopped, but did not do as well as you thought.
I think the most that happens, we've done a lot in supplements over the years. And there are certain times where you think a specific product just by nature of what it is and the packaging and like, it's going to take off. And I feel like that's a hard one. That has been probably the most consistent supplements that you just can't get people to take the leap. And it's because it's something that the person's going to consume. And again, you're not really selling the product, you're selling the benefits, but supplements for sure are the thing that we hit the most sticking points with.
Okay. Has there ever been a product where you're like, this, there's no chance this is going to work. And all of a sudden it takes off and it's like insanely successful and profitable.
Yeah. There is a funnel right now that we're managing that has just passed $3.5 million in sales on one offer, you know, with upsells that we all thought was going to be maybe do 30 or 40 grand. And because it's a really weird design, it's a home decor piece. And it's like, it seems really niche and really quirky. But we get pictures every day of people having it on the front of their house above their fireplace. I would have never picked that piece for my house or picked it for like even my grandma, but it nationwide, it's selling every day.
Do you think it was just like you guys like zeroed in on the demographic on like Facebook or was it advertising? Did you guys just get lucky? I mean, or was it just.
I think it's just a reminder that we are not our market. Like, I don't know what every person in the US wants for home decor. I know what my one interest, right? And so I think it's important that, and that's why we talk so much about testing in funnels and testing, but we talk about testing headlines and things like that. But even products, like we're not our market. We're the producer, not the consumer. We don't always know what the market wants. So ask them, test it, try it, because you never know which $30,000 offer becomes a $3 million funnel.
And I couldn't agree with you more, because some things I think, like, I have a few flops in my life too. Like, oh, this is, people are going to love this. Like, actually, people do not love it. And you know, working with a lot of our award winners, you see some things, you're like, wait, that made $1 million, or that's made, won a 2 Comic Club X award. You're just like, how? And you're right. We are not, you know, the market of the products sometimes. So I love you bringing that up. Going kind of down the e-commerce track, what are, like, for someone just starting off in e-commerce using funnels, what is the first, I mean, I know we've kind of gone through it and everything like sure. that, but finding a product, say they're going out trying to find a different product, like they don't have the product themselves. What are some suggestions you would give them in starting out?
So it's interesting. There's in e-commerce, there's a couple of types of people that approach e-commerce. That's what you're bringing up really is. There's people that already have their business. So they're using funnels and they're using things to acquire more customers for an existing business. Mm-hmm. And there's also the people who are trying to get started in e-commerce and they're trying to use funnels to test out their ideas and acquire customers and see which one's going to work. So in that latter example, the person who's trying to just figure it out and find what a product to sell, one, I would highly recommend testing by niche before testing by product, because you may say, that you want to sell a ton in the survival space. Well, the first product you launch might not work, but at least you've created an audience. You've mm-hmm. at least gotten some email addresses. And even if your cost per acquisition was high, you're going to potentially test new products to that existing audience. So like, even if you're saying, I'm going to just pick a niche, like pick a business type that you're going to be doing, because then you can compound the failures into successes through what little bit of like, remaining assets, the failure left, which is email list, audiences, pixels, all those things, right? So that's the first thing for me. I think pick a niche that you're going to love. I'm not a big fan of picking these like niches that you don't care about. I think eventually you're going to hate that business.
Yeah.
And unless you're really good at, you know, building it up and selling it off quickly, you're going to be stuck running a business that you hate. So I'm all about picking 2 or 3 niches that you enjoy and testing products in that niche to see not just is the product a positive ROI, but is the community growing? Because even if the first product doesn't work, the next one might.
Love it. Love it. And, you know, I think a lot of things we're seeing in the world now are all based on the community behind them. Like if you look at NFTs and the market there, or like it's like things are, I guess, going up in price because of not necessarily what it can do or the product, but the community behind it. So it's interesting to hear that.
Yeah.
I guess.
NFTs are doing that, where if you've purchased and you've been a verified owner, you're into a private Discord server. There's nothing that says that you can't do that for for people in your community. It's like, hey, if you've spent over $1,000 with us, you're going to a private group and you're going to get first access on products that nobody else even knows exist. Like there's ways you can do that same concept in your businesses too.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously it's very fruitful for people to implement that. Like one, it's a status that people are trying to reach. I think that's a great level to put, hey, spend $1,000, you're going to get into this, you know, get free offers. Like one, you're really encouraging people to spend $1,000, but it's the status symbol or this exclusive community. And I mean, people do that all the time with their value ladder, is sending people up from a free plus shipping offer to a, you know, $500,000 coaching program, which, so I know we've been I'm all over the place. You just got funnel hacking live brain going on, but,
That's a lot. Hope everyone's coming. We'll see you at FHL.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting close to selling out, and it's literally 18 days away from the time of recording this. Again, go get your tickets if you don't already have them. Shameless plug, funnelhackinglive.com. We have the live, in-person, or the virtual option. Now, Tyler, tell us, if I wanted to go find you on the social medias, where would I go find you, or anything else you want to share with us as well?
Yeah, it's easy to find me. My Instagram is BizNinja, but just Googling Tyler Jorgensen pulls me up pretty much everywhere. And my thing... biggest like takeaway of all of it with ClickFunnels and with e-commerce in general is that ClickFunnels is this amazing tool that allows us to not only test ideas quickly, but also to be more profitable. And so I love that you asked questions, Miles, about like, how do you test or how do you figure out which types? Because that to me is what it matters so much more, is testing what's working in the marketplace, seeing don't commit none of us are like have a seer, like a crystal ball where we know exactly what's coming. So being able to move quickly and test new front end offers, test new upsells, and get that data back, is that's why I love ClickFunnels.
It is very good for that, and just getting things out there quickly, not having to hire programmers, designers, all that stuff. I mean, we eat our own dog food here. We absolutely love it. But appreciate that. Tyler, appreciate you coming on, answering some of my questions. I know there's a lot of people out there who are trying to get into entrepreneurship, and you know, they don't know where to start. And I think a lot of people's first step is, hey, e-commerce, like I don't have to come up with anything. I find a product and I can sell it. And so I appreciate you kind of talking through some of that stuff, because I think it helps a lot of beginners and take those first steps. Because I mean, entrepreneurship, you know, like you said, you started when you were five, and it's addicting. Like once you're in it, and all of a sudden you start using slang words that no one knows, OTO, CPA, LTV. And it's just, you start learning more and more and trying to associate with people it doing the same stuff as you. So Tyler, appreciate you coming on. Again, if you want to go find him, you can go Google Tyler Jorgensen or look up Biz Ninja. He's an absolute stud. We love him in the office here. He's done a lot for us. And we absolutely love the story of him Ubering 6 hours to come up to the design-a-thon. But Tyler, thanks again, man. I'll be seeing you at Funnel Hacking Live, right?
100%.
All right. I better. But anybody else that doesn't have a ticket, remember, go grab it. FunnelHackingLive.com. I'm Miles Clifford. That's Tyler Jorgensen. We'll see you on the next episode of ClickFunnels Radio.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.